Welcome to this podcast about Polly Creek and Cook Inlet in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Polly Creek and Little Polly Creek drain a combined watershed of 16,113 acres and flow generally south for 9 miles and 8 miles, respectively, to the western shore of Cook Inlet, about 56 miles northwest of Homer and 46 miles southwest of Kenai, Alaska. The watershed is on the southern flank of an unnamed ridge extending southeast from the summit of Mount Redoubt. Local prospectors used the name, first published in 1920 by the U.S. Geological Survey. Most of the Polly Creek watershed and the associated Cook Inlet shoreline is privately owned by Cook Inlet Region Incorporated, an Alaska Native corporation, but lies within the boundary of Lake Clark National Park and Preserve. The tide range at Polly Creek can exceed 30 feet, exposing a tidal flat nearly 1 mile wide. The sandy beaches are especially productive, supporting a commercial clam harvest in most years. The archaeological record provides abundant evidence of human consumption of shellfish in the Cook Inlet region. Ancient middens near Polly Creek have yielded razor clam and cockle shells. House pits provide evidence that a village was located here, probably inhabited by the Dinena, the Athabascan inhabitants of most of the Cook Inlet basin. Their oral tradition describes the harvesting, preservation, and consumption of shellfish. In the 1920s, many Alaskan natives of Cook Inlet participated in a commercial clamming operation at Polly Creek in the spring, providing clams to the Snug Harbor Cannery on the west coast of Chisik Island, about 13 miles southwest in Tuxedni Bay, and to canneries in Seldovia and Kenai. During this decade, most Dinena from the western shore of Lower Cook Inlet moved north to the village of Teoneck. Their descendants continue to harvest razor clams, butter clams, and cockles at traditional sites. Today at Polly Creek, a managed razor clam fishery occurs along 6 miles of shoreline open to commercial and recreational diggers from May to August. This is the only remaining commercial razor clam fishery in Alaska. Clams are hand-dug by seasonal workers who live in tent camps along Polly Creek. They are paid by the pound for digging razor clams and backbreaking work. When the tides are very low, the clam diggers walk to the beaches or take a skiff or raft to harvest clams, returning to camp when their buckets are full. Individual workers can harvest about 200 to 250 pounds per day. Coolers are filled with whole clams and flown from the beach to the Pacific Alaska Shellfish Plant in Nikiski 4 to 6 times a day. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.